At the moment when life as he had known it changed forever, Alex Morales was behind the counter at Joey's Pizza, slicing a spinach pesto pie into 8 roughly equal pieces.
I ordered an antipasto also.
It's right here, sir, Alex said, and your order of garlic knots.
Thanks, the man said.
Wait a second, aren't you Carlos, Luis's kid? Alex grinned. Carlos is my older brother, he said. I'm Alex.
That's right, the man said. Look, could you tell your dad there's a problem with the plumbing in 12B?
My father's away for a few days, Alex said. He's in Puerto Rico for my grandmother's funeral, but he should be back on Saturday. I'll tell him as soon as he gets home.
Don't worry about it, the man said. It's waited this long. I'm sorry to hear about your grandmother.
Thank you, Alex said.
So where is your brother these days?
The man asked. He's in the Marines, Alex said. He's stationed at 29 Palms in California.
Good for him, the man said. Give him my regards. Greg Dunlap, apartment 12B.
I'll do that, Alex said, and I'll be sure to tell my father about your plumbing.
Mr. Dunlap smiled. You in school? He asked.
Alex nodded. I go to St. Vincent de Paul Academy, he said.
Good school, Mr. Dunlap said. Bob, my partner, went there, and he says it's the best school in the city. You know where you want to go to college?
Alex knew exactly where he wanted to go, and where he'd be happy to go, and where he would be satisfied to go.
Georgetown's my first choice, he said, but it depends on the financial package, and if they accept me, of course.
Mr. Dunlap nodded.
I'll tell Bob Luis's kid goes to Vincent de Paul, he said. You two can swap stories someday.
Great, Alex said. Your bill comes to $32.77.
Mr. Dunlap handed him 2 20s. Keep the change, he said. Put it toward your college fund. And be sure to give Carlos my regards.
Luis must be very proud of both his sons.
Thank you, Alex said, passing the pizza, the antipasto, and the bag of garlic knots to Mr. Dunlap.
I'll remember to tell my father about the plumbing as soon as he gets back.
No hurry, Mr. Dunlap said.
Alex knew they always said no hurry when they meant get it done right now. But a $7 tip guaranteed that Alex would tell Poppy about the plumbing problems in 12B the minute he returned from Nana's funeral.
The cable's out, Joey grumbled from the kitchen. Yankees have the bases loaded in the top of the sixth, and the cable dies on me.
It's May, Alex said. What difference does it make?
I have a bet on that game, Joey said.
Alex knew better than to point out the game was still going on even if the cable was out. Instead, he turned his attention to the next customer, filling her order for 2 slices of pepperoni pizza and a large Coke. He didn't get away until 10, later than he usually worked, but the pizza parlor was short-staffed, and since Joey was cranky without his ball game to watch, Alex didn't think it a good idea just to leave. It was a muggy, overcast night, with the feeling of thunderstorms in the air. But as long as it wasn't raining, Alex enjoyed the walk. He concentrated on Georgetown and his chances of getting in. Being junior class vice president would help, but he had no chance at senior class president. Chris Flynn was sure to win again. Alex had the presidency of the debate squad locked up, but would he or Chris be named editor of the school paper? Alex was weighing the odds between them when his thoughts were interrupted by a man and woman walking out of the old Amsterdam tavern.
Come on, honey, the man said. You might as well. We could be dead by tomorrow.
Alex grinned. That sounded like something Carlos would say.